Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, please do call us. It's Joe and McKenzie. I'm McKenzie. Good morning. It's producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl. We need your opinion. Is this sweet or is this completely psycho? I have a friend and she was telling me that she found out her ex legit did a background check on her new boo and was like, hey, I have things to tell you about your new, you know, significant other. And she's like, not just like, oh, I went snooping on social media, like a legit background check that you would do maybe to like get a new job.
So did she know these things beforehand or was she like blind to them? She was shocked.
She hasn't even heard what they are yet. She is like, should I even entertain this or is this too psycho that my ex is doing this? They're still in contact. They still have a good relationship. They were in a long previous relationship. So they have respect for each other and they don't like hate each other or anything like that. I happen to think that her ex clearly wants her back because he's putting it on this effort and stuff. But what do we think?
I think the ex clearly wants attention. I think it's more creepy than it is cute. I think it's crossing boundaries. I just don't think that there's enough boundaries set in place here. And to have like a healthy relationship / friendship with an ex, boundaries are so important. And I think they really need to be set in place, especially to make your new person in your life feel comfortable.
And should you tell the new person, 833-563-2539, hey, my ex ran a background check on you.
So is it...
or is that going to scare them away? Like, I don't want to deal with that drama because I don't want to be involved with someone personally that has a bunch of like crazy exes that I'm also going to have to deal with.
So is it safe to assume that, let's say, your friend, right, that has the new relationship,
yes,
is it safe to assume that your friend can do a background check on the new relationship, right?
Yeah.
So that's safe to assume. It's just weird that the ex did it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I think almost too, it's kind of just like, you know, stay in your lane a little bit. I definitely think like, I know I have girlfriends that will dig up dirt on like someone's new man or if there's like a new person in your life, which I think is different than an ex doing it. I think it's just kind of, you know, like stay in your lane. This friendship is still fresh. It's still new because we were in a relationship. There needs to be some boundaries set and it's not your place to go there.
Yeah.
So Investigator Chops needs to know a motive. I need to know why, McKenzie, why did your friend's ex do this background check?
Is it A, for attention?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to be like, oh, hey? Is it B, trying to be like, I'm sweet and I care about you and I'm going to this extra length to make sure you're safe and taken care of? Or is it just to make the new one look bad? Like the new boo look shady?
Right. And I think that definitely is important. I think sometimes it can be all of the above. Mm-hmm. It can be, you know, they're trying to get the attention. They're trying to almost look like the hero of a situation. They're being nosy and also they want to make a new person look bad.
Isn't it amazing what you can find though, even without doing a legit strong background check, just online about someone? Now, you don't know, I guess, necessarily if everything is true, but my best friends are the best spies in the entire world. So someone I dated has a new girlfriend and within seconds they knew everything. They like her the new girl's drug past and they were like digging up all this stuff.
They're
like, oh my god, she's a cokehead and she's done this and that. And I'm like, I don't know why I think girls just want to be like, she ain't nothing, you know, she's
right.
Nothing.
So but what do you think if you, obviously your friends do that because your friends get very protective and supportive and like they want to be loyal to you,
right?
So I totally get that, but like if you had done all of that research, would you kind of step back and look at yourself and be like,
why am I putting energy into this?
Exactly.
Yeah, I would never.
Exactly.
I don't have enough energy or time or care to even do a background check like that.
Yeah, so should this like person be embarrassed that they did a background check of their ex's new person, new boo?
I think they should be maybe a little embarrassed, but I also think too, like, what is she going to do now? Is she going to continue to be friends with someone who's doing this, who has motives like that? Or is she going to cut them out of her life? Because like clearly there's boundaries or lines maybe being crossed.
I'm with Liv. The ex is clearly going to be interfering in this new relationship. So, Chops, what do you think the move is?
I don't know. Just do what Chops would do and ignore it.
You would just ignore it.
Yeah, pretend so it never happened.
So you would tell her to like keep them both still kind of still be friends with the ex and the new.
Or just like ignore the ex totally.
No, just no, don't ignore the ex totally. Just, you know, ignore that it happened.
But to what point? Like, what's next? It's a cry for attention in my eyes.
The only thing, too, is because I have one of my very best guy friends is an ex of mine. And he'll probably maybe like be an usher at my wedding one day or something. Like, we're very, very close. And I think it was very important establishing that friendship after we had dated. Like, it took a lot of time, a lot of work, and a lot of boundaries being set.
Okay, so we want to know, what did you find out about your ex's new boo? What did you find out? Give us the dirty. 833-563-2539. You could be anonymous, whatever, but we want to hear it.